You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, July 5th, 2024. This is Grandpa Dan. We're streaming at RadioAlbion.com. We're wrapping up your work week. I know a lot of you, if you're in America, you had yesterday off because the July 4th, American Independence. We're going to talk about that a little bit, along with some other topics of stories that have been in the news this week. I always like to start off. I don't ever want to fail. To remind you, we do have our Sven Longshank support links here on the Daily Nationalist page. I thank all of you once again who have dropped notes and letters. It's easy to forget. It's easy to kind of just push that on the back burner. It's not on the back burner for me. I stay in regular contact with Sven. In fact, I got an email from him yesterday, and he's continuing to do well. And we're looking forward to the day that Sven is released. Well, it is, like I say, this is July 5th. We had a great show up yesterday. If you didn't check it out yet, be sure and check it out. Dr. Johnson had a great show on the demise of Boeing. It's a definitely, as always with Dr. Johnson and stuff, it's definitely worth giving a listen. But as we had that up yesterday, I'm doing this show on July 5th. And I say, so I didn't do a show July 4th. Dr. Johnson did. So I'd be loath to not mention the passing of American Independence Day, July 4th. You know what it means. It means freedom. We celebrate the ringing of freedom. Screaming eagles. Military. Our heroes fighting for our freedom over there. So we don't have to fight them over here and whatnot. You see people that really get ate up with the July 4th, you know. And it tends to be people that are very out of touch with where we are today. You know, they're wearing their red, white, and blue cringe wear. I seen people in town yesterday. I had to go to town, get some groceries. And I saw people, primarily boomers, walking around in their red, white, and blue attire. God bless America and all the rest of it. And it always amazed me because how out of touch, you know, with actual reality do you have to be? I mean, what exactly are you even celebrating? I don't like being the type of person that's like, you know, crapping all over people having some kind of a celebration. But I mean, seriously, if you're going to celebrate the whole America thing on July 4th, it would be much more appropriate to celebrate the reality, not the fantasy of what these people have created for them. Some people walk around like that. They're celebrating the idea. They're celebrating the illusion, the delusion of what America is. A lot of these people, again, are primarily older people. And what they're celebrating is the idea of America maybe when they were growing up and not what America is today. Instead of the reality, they celebrate the fantasy, freedom, equality, so on and so forth. If they were going to parade around celebrating America, instead of the red, white, and blue attire, they should be adorned in the rainbow, because that would more accurately represent what America is today. Let's be honest. Celebrate what it is today, not what you imagine it to be. You should be wearing all of it. It'd be funny to see all these boomer conservative types walking around, instead of walking around with red, white, and blue hats and shorts and whatnot, they'd be walking around with their rainbow hats and shorts, celebrating their American pride. Now, of course, July 4th means certain things here in America. Fireworks. You got to have fireworks. But you see, beyond that, you can't have fireworks. Because you see, everything in America has to be about safety. Every year, around July 4th, we have the same annoying news stories on the local news. It's not about going out and having fun. It's about all these stories warning you to be safe. I find these things so annoying. Safety. Got to safety. And it's always ridiculous crap, you know? Don't point the rockets at each other's heads. I blame a lot of this on these childless women. I really did. We're going to get everything in this show. Childless women. It's something about watching your local news, and here's these childless women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever the case may be. And since they're childless, they make you, the audience, into their children. Don't you go out there playing with those fireworks and pointing them at each other's heads now. You could kill each other. You could lose an eye. It's all about safety. It's this demonstration of the feminization of our so-called society. We have to be lectured and told. Safety. Don't shoot yourself in the head with a bottle rocket or something. It goes hand in hand with the fact that this is summertime in Texas. And if you don't live here, you have no idea how freaking hot it really actually gets. It's funny because Dr. Johnson and myself, we live on this, like, in this, we're in this diametrically different worlds. Dr. Johnson doesn't understand how I can live somewhere where it becomes the temperature of the sun in the summertime. Doesn't understand. And I don't understand how he can live somewhere where it's Arctic in the winter. It's just what you're used to. It's what you're used to. If you're used to the cold, it doesn't bother you that, but you get used to the heat. It doesn't bother you. Anyway, back on point. It's summertime, it's hot. And again, this morning the local news had more safety. We got deluged with safety warnings for July 4th and fireworks. Don't shoot each other in the head with fireworks. And then we have to do safety about it's summertime. Don't be a moron and leave your kids in the backseat of the car where they're going to die in short order because it's freaking hot in there. There's something about this idea that because somebody's an idiot, we all have to be treated as idiots. It's somewhat insulting. I do. I find it somewhat insulting. A big long story on not leaving your car, your kids in the backseat of the car. Because of this, they've taken a lot of these newer cars and they have this warning, ding, 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 check your backseat. You get out of the car, ding, ding, ding. My groceries are in the backseat. And yes, I'm not going to leave them in here. If I can remember that my bag of potatoes is in the back seat, how the hell do these other people forget that they leave their kid back there? I saw a deal hectoring about safety. Because one thing says America, we got to be about safety. That these dinging, this annoying dinging is not strong enough. We need even more advanced technology. Because after all, this person who had some group advocating for this, out of the millions and millions of billions of people in the country last year, six people still left their kids in the car to die in the heat. Because six morons exist out of millions of people, we need to spend even more money hectoring people about not leaving their kids in the back seat. It's always funny with this July 4th fireworks safety. Because, you know, if you're like me and you're up in age, you remember when we had fireworks. Like now, I talk to people now, and I don't know how they do it, but I'll talk to people sometimes, and they'll be like, oh yeah, we spent, you know, $2,000 on fireworks so that set them off or something for the kids. We spent way less than that, I can tell you, and we had a lot more fun. I'm gonna sound old for a minute. You know, and we did like crazy stuff because we had more fun fireworks back then. We had to just do bottle rockets. You get a whole bundle of them, you know, and they didn't do much. They just shot up in the air and went poof. And there was like a little sparkle. That was it. But it's on that stick, you know. I don't even know if they sell those anymore. But it's on a stick. And of course, after you set them in the bottle, like the first time you're a kid and you set it in the bottle, that's why they were called bottle rockets. You put that stick in a bottle because the bottles back then were glass. You have a big glass Coke bottle and you put it in the glass Coke bottle and you light that fuse and you run off like that thing was going to kill you. We didn't have to have warnings about safety. We just knew it, you know, and then phew, pop. Well, that's cool. But after a couple times of doing that, you ain't running away no more. Then by the time you get to the bottom of the pack, you're holding the stick in your hand like, I'm going to shoot this at you. Maybe that's why we have to be warned and hectored about safety. None of us died. We had other fireworks. What do they call those things now? You know the ones I'm talking about. Once you light and it went and chased people around. We had a name for it. It was the police firework. Because, you know, it was the African-American pursuer. You got to be old to know what that firework was called. But fun with fireworks. Nobody was offended back then. We knew what they were called. Heck, and yet now people go spend thousands of dollars on fireworks. And they set them off. And it doesn't seem like they're, you know, when we were kids, we were running around having fun with these things. With like minimal to no adult supervision. If you had an older kid there with you, that was your supervision. They were probably like 12. But there you go. There's enough supervision for you. And now grown-ass adults can't remember their kids are in the back seat. It's like we're devolving America. America, July 4th. There's another thing that is on the local news concerning July 4th. And I guess this has been a thing for a long time. It doesn't seem like it used to be that big a deal. It wasn't a thing promoted, and now it is. They go on about it. And it's one of the most disgusting things. And this is this hot dog eating contest. If there's anything that screams America today, besides the rainbow flag, it would have to be this. They show clips of these people shoving hot dogs. They're like, not to be vulgar, they're deep throating these hot dogs. You watch them and they're just shoving them down their throats and chugging water and shoving. I saw on the local news, I don't want to know, but they're telling me anyway. This guy won the hot dog eating contest. 58 hot dogs in however many minutes. 2 minutes, however many minutes. They stand there and take what's probably one of the most unhealthy processed goy slop foods you could get. And they're competing to see how many they can shove down their throats. I don't know. It just comes across to me as so vulgar and so degenerate. You sit there and just shoving this disgusting stuff down your throat in a competition to see if you can do this and not vomit. Where does it go? Where do you shove 58 damn hot dogs into your gut? I'm assuming most of these people probably go vomit after doing this. If they don't, I don't even want to imagine the level of damage that their toilet takes the next day. Where do you do? And this is celebrated. This is a celebration. Now apparently a thing, a part of being America is how many hot dogs you can shove down your throat. It's an amazing thing. Biden, fallout from Biden being senile. This is another funny thing. Like everybody has known this for a while. The media has ignored it. And now after the debate debacle, when it was put on display for everybody to see, now the media is running around acting like, oh my gosh, we just found this information out. Remember, a month ago, any of us pointing out that obviously this guy isn't making any decisions and he's got dementia, we were dismissed. We were hand-waved. The fact checkers debunked us continuously. That is a conspiracy theory. And now, after it being put on full display, now the media says has suddenly just magically discovered that, oh my gosh, nobody knew this, but this guy actually has dementia. Now, one of the things I find funny about this is they're running around talking about, is he going to drop out or not? There's calls for Biden to step aside and let somebody else run in his place. This is all theater. This is why we can laugh at it, because this is all just theater. This is a selection process. I've been saying for some time now, what you're seeing Trump do is this is a public negotiation to be selected to be put into the office. And it's looking to me like it's wrapping up, like he's probably pretty much got this deal about done. There's signs that all these trumped up pun intended, trumped up charges are going to kind of just go away and he's going to be placed in there. But nevertheless, the discussion right now is about Biden, the candidate. You know, he needs to step aside. He can't win. Isn't it amazing that the same media that told us all we were a bunch of conspiracy theories for noticing this over years now, the same media now has suddenly discovered that, oh, well, actually, the debunkers, the fact checkers were wrong and the so-called conspiracy theorists were right yet once again. And yet the topic has been confined to they need to run somebody else because he can't win. Nowhere in this discussion have I seen anyone in the mainstream media discussing the problem that this dementia guy is the president right now. This guy is obviously, as we've said here on Radio Albion for some time, he's not making any decisions except, you know, what to have for lunch or whether to watch, you know, Matlock or Murder, She Wrote on the TV. So somebody else is obviously running things. It amazed me that the media has no concern over the fact that this guy's president right now. The discussion is just whether or not he can win again. You have somebody with dementia that's holding the place, that's a placeholder right now. Furthermore, doesn't it say something that things are just continuing on, whether, you know, really, if he didn't have dementia, what would be different? Which again points to the fact that the whole thing is illegitimate. The whole system is set up to run in a particular way. The fact that they're ignoring him being president now with dementia is a tacit admission. It's a tacit admission that he's not making any decisions. They're not concerned about it. I think they've admitted this for a long time. You look at their articles and their news stories, and they always say what? They never say Joe Biden. They always say the Biden administration has decided. So I've always taken that as a tacit admission that that guy isn't making any actual decisions. They say the Biden administration is doing this. This entity known as the Biden administration is making these decisions. But nobody voted for the Biden administration. They voted for Joe Biden. Very few people voted for Joe Biden. How many we'll never actually know. But nonetheless, the ones that did voted for him. They didn't vote for the Biden administration, this unaccountable blob, this unaccountable group of people that nobody seems to know exactly who they are, that is somehow making these decisions, especially in a time when the economy is tanking and we're plummeting or hurling ourselves towards war. Speaking of politics and the uselessness of it, the theater of it all, the Tories, one of my other favorite parties, second only or tied perhaps with the worthless Republicans in the U.S. The Tories in Great Britain just got wiped out, predictably so. The Tories got wiped out. The Labour Party has swept in. Of course, this doesn't mean things are going to get better. Nobody really likes the Labour Party position. It's just the Tories became so intolerable that nobody could hold their nose. You see, this is what it looks like when the vote for the lesser of two evils lie finally burns itself out. When the Tories became so intolerable, oh, we're going to stop immigration for real this time, that the people just are sick of it. They're not going to hold their nose and vote for these guys any longer. They do this scam. Vote for the, yes, 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 the Democrats are awful. I mean, the Republicans, rather, I'm sorry, are awful. But the Democrats are way worse. You got to hold your nose and vote for Team R. You got to hold your nose and vote for the Tories. People got tired of holding their nose. And I've even seen a few articles from Britain, saying that this is no huge endorsement. I think Nigel Farage, he was saying this wasn't a huge landslide because people all of a sudden are on board with the Labour Party. They're just sick of going along with the lies that the Tories are some sort of actual opposition. How many times can you lie to the people and say you're going to do this and you do the opposite? You might as well vote for the guys that they're at least being up front that they're going to do the thing you don't want, if that makes any sense. So you got the Labour Party now is going to be in charge. Of course, things are just going to be the same, awful. There's not going to be any dial back on immigration. There's not going to be a dial back on war rhetoric with Russia. The only difference is the Tories lied about those things. These guys are pretty upfront that that's what you're going to get. You see, it's not about the Tories getting blown out. It's not about, like, that's what the media tells everybody that it's about. See, this is a sign where the people are losing confidence. The system itself is losing legitimacy. People don't support the Labour Party agenda. They're just done with going along with the theater. We're not at that point here in America yet. People are still, by and large, going along with the theater. But I think we're tipping closer to that point. This blowout of the Tories, this is just the people saying they're done playing along. They're just not playing along with this theater any longer. They're not going to pretend it's real. It's still going along. They're still going through the motions. But this is another step in the system completely losing legitimacy. And that's I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing to take away from it. The system has to have legitimacy. And the sooner the people figure out and quit playing along, I think a lot of people have figured it out, but they're still playing along. The sooner the people quit playing along with the charade that anything is going to make any difference, that you're going to vote for this party and they're somehow going to do anything different when they never, ever do, I think It's the better off we're going to be. Other interesting things that you may or may not heard of that I find reading around on the internet. I find it interesting. You know, Russia's been saying for a minute that, you know, they consider the U.S. to be a party to this conflict, that they're at war with the West, that they're at war basically with the U.S. And this latest, you know, they talk about, oh, well, the Ukraine has the right to strike deep into heart. And they know that the Americans are running these systems. Nobody in Ukraine's able to run these systems. And Americans are doing the targeting. All this is being done with American equipment and probably more than likely American personnel. And they say, oh, well, the Ukrainians have the right to strike these Russian military targets, regardless of where they are. Only they never actually strike any Russian military targets. They strike civilians. They had this latest incident where this missile was being fired into Crimea. And part of this missile, which contains these cluster munitions, which are banned in a lot of countries because they're so bad, landed on this beach, killed some people in Crimea. And Russia basically is like, we're going to be held to pay for this. I keep saying. And everybody just keeps la, la, la. Anyway, my point is, I saw an interesting story earlier this week. And my understanding, I think there was another one a couple weeks ago. But earlier this week, and you know, because one of the things I keep saying, the U.S. has got to supply Ukraine with more artillery shells. They got to have these artillery shells. Well, come to find out, one of the key munitions manufacturing plants in Arkansas that is a key element in producing these artillery shells just happened to blow up earlier this week. And I read somewhere on the internet, and I haven't had a chance to look it up, see if that's correct or not. Apparently, here a little while back, another one, I think it said in Pennsylvania, also blew up. I'm not sure on that one, but I am sure on the one in Arkansas. So I'm just going to focus primarily on the Arkansas one. I find this interesting because at first they came out and lied, and they said, In the little bit of media you can find about it, the spokespeople for the plant and for the company came out and said, oh, we did have an incident with a fire. And it is like everybody in the town was like, no, that thing blew up. So they finally had to come out and admit there was explosion at this munitions plant. Accidents happen. You're handling highly explosive pyrotechnics. You're going to have accidents. Now, what I found curious about this is the absolute media silence in the national media here in the U.S. You would think that would be a news story. Explosions at these munitions plant, that would be. I find the media silence on it to be extremely curious. You have Russia saying they consider themselves at war, and it's not just Russia. The U.S. has been kicking over anthills all over the world for some time now. But you have Russia saying, you know, we have the right to strike back at y'all wherever. You know, not just blowing up your dudes in Ukraine. And everybody's like, well, they wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare touch America. I'm going to tell you what. Have you seen our hot dog eating contest? And then you have a key munitions plant, which is making munitions to be used in the Ukraine, just so happens to blow up. Maybe an accident. I know people be quick to point to DEI and say it's just like Boeing, there's too much diversity. Maybe so, but maybe not. If they really wanted to, do you think it would be impossible for them to have a team put together that, you know, could slip in there and set it off? How difficult would that really actually be? That's just pure speculation, obviously. I have no way of knowing. But like most of these things, we have no way of knowing. We have to take what little bit of information, circumstantial evidence we can find, and we have to piece it together and come up with a theory. But I do find the element of the fact that the media has just been eerily silent and not reporting this happening. I do find that rather curious. Because if, and again, this is all ifs, but if it was an intentional thing, if it was an intentional explosion, and the media were to report on that, if they were to report on it exploding at all, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to jump up and say, wow, this might not be coincidence. And if they were to report on it, and if they were to go a step further and have to admit that it was intentional, then the government's going to be feel obligated to come up with somebody to blame, and they're going to feel obligated that they need to do some kind of strike back. Plus, it's not going to play real well with the people if you had to admit that, wow, people can actually, you know, we're actually vulnerable here. Maybe letting tens of millions of people across the border like it's just open forbidden, maybe that's a bad idea. You know, maybe a Hezbollah team walked across the border and set off an explosion at this plant. Maybe you would have to admit that. They wouldn't want to admit that. If they had to admit that, then they would feel obligated to come up with some sort of response. And maybe, just maybe, they're ill-prepared for any actual response. If, and again, these are all ifs, but following this train of thought, if such was the case, the logical thing for them to do, but the logical thing to do would be to simply not report it at all. Just don't tell anybody it's going on. Do another story about climate change or how we need more fireworks safety. Because, you know, we wouldn't want your firecrackers blowing up. That's what they would do. Now, another just a side note to this, which is not new information for any of you, for sure, but is worth pointing out. Once again, this demonstrates the absolute lack of any sort of independent media in this country. If the government makes that decision, like I've said here in our little theorize, our little mental exercise, if the government decides, well, the best thing to do is not report on it at all, And you see the outcome. The media simply doesn't report on it at all. That's why I read all of this now. All of a sudden, the media has discovered that Joe Biden has undeniably got dementia. Might point to the fact that Trump's negotiations to be selected to be the next president are winding down, perhaps. One of the things you run into, we're going to fix the wrap up, but one of the things you run into when you talk about these things, you know, different lies that we've been told. And you'll have somebody say, well, if that was so, you have one of these naysayers. Actually, if that was all a hoax, if that was all a lie, somebody would have come forward. Somebody would have told. You couldn't keep a hoax. You couldn't keep a lie like that under wraps. Too many people are involved. To which my response is always, who are they going to tell? Who are you going to blow the whistle to? You're going to go to the media? All the media is going to do is go to the government and say, how do you want us to report this? They're going to go to their editors or going to go to their CIA handlers and say, how do you want us to report? And they say, you're not going to talk about that story at all. Okay, no problem. By the way, we need that guy's name. He's fixing to have a suicide. I always like, don't ever let anybody gaslight you with that crap, by the way. Oh, yeah, you're claiming all this is a lie. You're claiming this is a hoax. But if it was, somebody would have come forward. Somebody would have told. Some media person would have wanted to win the next Pulitzer Prize by blowing the lid off the big scoop. Who are they going to tell? You going to tell the media? They're not going to report it. It's all controlled. They work lockstep. They work lockstep with the government. They're not independent. The only independent media we have are the alternative media, which they've kept successfully more or less at the fringes. Most of them not even allowed on social media anymore, so people don't know that it's out there. For people to find this information, they have to seek out these alternative news sources. Some people do. A lot of people don't. A lot of people would much rather be comfortable in their delusions and safely set off their fireworks and safely shove some more hot dogs down their throats. We're going to wrap up on that note. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I appreciate you joining me today. I hope you've had a chance to check out all our content on Radio Albion. If not, get on back, download it. You can listen to it. If you do decide to download, don't forget you have to hit the download button underneath the player. That'll pop you open another tab and you can download from there. I appreciate you once again. Hopefully we'll see you next week. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion. Talk Radio for the nationalist community.